Are the terror attacks in France hitting a little too close to home? I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Today, we'll talk to a ministry about what this means. Plus, fast growth is a great problem to have in China. Sorta. First off, the terror attacks in Paris last week were a little too close for comfort. A lot of people think that. But they were also a good wake-up call. Open Doors USA's David Curry says,
what we have to come to the realization is that ISIS has a stated purpose. They've told us what they're all about. We've got to believe them. They are carrying out their plan. One of their plans, which is central to it, is to make Islam, extremist Islam, the religion of this world.
I know it's a scary thought, especially for those so far unaffected by it. But it's also a crucial time for Christians to be making their voices heard, especially for their fellow believers.
I think we need to always be advocating. We all have representatives. We need to call and let them know that we are aware and we want this to be a central issue. We've asked folks to sign a petition insisting that the State Department make this central to their policies in the Middle East.
We'll tell you how you can sign the petition as well as find ways to pray and get involved at the end of the broadcast. For now, let's turn our focus to North Korea. The underground church there is suffering, Global Advance says, because food is getting even harder to find. By God's grace, an on-site partner has been able to deliver essentials and encouragement to over 220 families. But recent flooding is creating a new challenge. Look for the Alpha Relief story at our website to send help through Global Advance. And keep North Korean believers in your prayers. You're listening to Mission Network News. Our latest praise report hails from the hills of Peru. A Wycliffe Bible Translators missionary is holding Bible studies with women belonging to a tiny language group. Here's what's remarkable. It's the first time these women are hearing scripture in their heart language, and they're growing closer to Christ as a result, even turning to the missionary for help in their marriages. Pray that as these women grow in their faith and the knowledge of God, they'll start living for Him and not just themselves. Moving on to Pakistan, it's one of the leading countries for Christian persecution. Believers usually worship in secret and have to be very careful about who they share their faith with. Nonetheless, they're willing to stand up for their faith. And World Missionary Press is giving tools of encouragement to fuel that fire. WMP's Helen Williams.
There's outward persecution and it's difficult, but there is a strong Christian community that we are helping to support with literature. A lot of it is for strengthening their own faith.
WMP recently sent out a container with hundreds of thousands of scripture booklets, and they're excited to see how that will transform lives.
The literature ministry is so important in nations where there is persecution because someone can pick it up, maybe not even address it, but in a year or in 6 months, it is still there. It is still as true as it was the day it was presented, and it never changes because it's the Word of God.
And China's church has a good problem. People there love God's Word. The churches are growing, and fast. Bibles for China's Barry Werner describes a church with some typical numbers.
There's about 43,000 Christians around this smaller city. There's 17 pastors, 300 churches with 17 ordained pastors. And they have several hundred leaders, but the leaders are mostly newer Christians that have just a year or maybe 2 years of training tops.
Talk about being overworked and undertrained. Werner says church leaders in China are desperate for help. One of their partners asked them for an extra day's training, and 200 leaders showed up.
It was more of a leadership training in that particular case. We gave each leader a John Maxwell Leadership Bible, and we went through how to use that Bible, which has the leadership notes and so forth.
Details on this story, plus all the others you've heard today, are at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. There's an unprecedented attack on human life, and it calls for an unprecedented response by God's people. This month, Life International is offering Randy Alcorn's Why Pro-Life. It's a resource that lays out the issues and a godly response. Get yours by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.